Hey coach, Xenia Wood here, owner and founder of Swift Coaches and Swift Movement Academy. Our vision is to live in a world where health business owners turn their passions into profits and create financial freedom guilt-free. And for all of those exercise and rehab professionals to finally feel confident as fuck in their technical skills, and we never again see another coach leave the industry because of it. What you're about to hear is a bite-sized, jam-packed version of one of our episodes. So if you're looking to learn swiftly, this mini episode is for you. Let's dive straight in.
Through a testimonial, what's the best way to sort of build credibility, or how does a business do that in a testimonial?
In terms of like the questioning that you'd ask someone to get a testimonial?
Yeah, like if someone wanted to create some testimonials for their business, let's say it's, you know, it's a fitness business or a gym or something like that, how can they make sure that their testimonial does build that credibility? Do they need to ask certain questions? How do they structure that? Or how can they make sure that when they're asking clients for feedback, they can get it in a way that is helpful?
Yeah, I think, you know, because a lot of people are probably going to struggle with knowing what to ask. So that's a great question. I think, you know, first thing to mention is video is typically the most powerful form of testimonial, because you have the audio, you have the visual, and you have the combination, which is the video. And so, you know, you build more trust with people that you can see and hear and whatnot. Secondary to that, you know, putting photos next to text is really good. And when we think about text as well, we want to think about, you know, I wouldn't rewrite what someone's wrote in a beautiful little box with a blue border and whatever. You want the raw image, because it's less trust when it looks like someone could have just written anything in that box, even if it's word for word what your client said. So taking a screenshot of your text messages or of, you know, an email or something like that, and showing that in the grand scheme of things, I think that's really helpful. Again, builds trust, builds authority, and builds, yeah, I guess, credibility.
Yeah.
But then the questioning that you should ask, I think it's really the most impactful question that you can ask is, and we can also talk about how you get someone to comfortably want to give a testimonial, especially if maybe they're a bit nervous about camera or whatever. But the questioning that I typically would ask is, you know, what was your life like before starting with us, and what's it like now?
Yeah.
And so what by saying that or asking that question, you're getting them to revert back to pre-working with you and how their life was, and maybe their big challenges, their roadblocks, their pain points, what they were struggling with, why they were so frustrated, how life wasn't maybe going as well as they wanted it to be. And then by fast forwarding to the now, it's like, what has the incredible transformative change that has been created in their life as a result of you, your services, and what you have done for them. So if there was one question, that's literally all I would ask, and just let them talk, and then ask and sort of get a little bit more information where you need it. But that's the primary thing that you want to know.
Yeah, that's awesome information. I think even just that golden nugget of you explaining that, like, the way in which you want to get video and audio, and then you can use different ways, but more the fact that you want the raw piece of testimonial that came through in a text message or whatever. I think that's possibly something that may have been overlooked by a lot of people, and that's a great sort of little pickup I got there. And sort of, so if we're trying to get testimonials from our clients, what is your recommendation in terms of timing, when to get the testimonial, like when to ask that client for, you know, their experience?
So I think, you know, like everyone says, you know, ideally get a videographer in and get everyone in, and you can do that. And we've absolutely done that. So I'm not saying that's a bad way to do it. However, the better opportunities to get someone, and also get it real, get it raw, like these very staged testimonials sometimes aren't necessarily the best, because yes, you can have the time and space to do it, but people care more about the energy, the authenticity, the excitement, and the enthusiasm of the person rather than the quality of the video. So don't get bogged down by, I need a videographer and I need to get 10 of my clients in a room at the one time. If that's going to be a big struggle for you, everyone literally has a smartphone. You get it out, and I wouldn't stand there holding it. I would put it off to the side and have maybe a stand and just ask the person questions, because it feels very intense, especially if someone's not, you know, someone who likes to be on camera, then they're going to be very awkward when you shove a camera in their face. So have it off to the side, make it conversational so that you can they can feel reassured, whether it's you asking the questions or maybe even get, you know, a friend or a colleague or someone to ask the questions so that they can feel like they can tell their full experience as if it's to a stranger, as opposed to talking to the person who did their rehab. But I've totally forgotten your question. You were talking.
They're all good points. And so if you're asking for a testimonial, when in that client life, I guess, or like when's the best time to get or ask for a testimonial from a client?
Gotcha. So the best time that we've found to ask for testimonials is off the back of a really big win, because they're already on a high, they're feeling good, and they also want, generally, if they love you, they love your business, and, you know, maybe they don't have a friend or someone who they know immediately, you might have said, hey, like a referral, that's a great time also to ask for a referral. And if they don't know anyone, it's like, that's totally okay. But would you mind if we, you know, if either you wrote me a testimonial, or ideally if you say, you know, if we sat down for 2 minutes and I just asked you a couple of questions and you just spoke about your experience? And so it's not, can you give me a 5-star review, or can you tell me how amazing it is here? It's just, talk to me about your experience. I want to know how it's been for you, and how has this changed your life? And if you lead with that, you let them tell their story, because story is an incredible way to bring across, you know, I guess, what someone's experience is, but it's also kind of how we learn through storytelling, through experiences dating back to caveman times. And, you know, like, story is what we all get engaged by. And so when someone's telling a story, and if you guys want to watch, like, I think we have some pretty fucking epic testimonials on our rehab page of the website. It's like a 3-minute highlight reel, and there's individual ones. And I like fucking cried, like, watching my own testimonials in my own business of people being like, you've changed my life. Like, it was going downhill. I was depressed. I couldn't move. I could, like, you know, and just the amount of change. It's a good feeling for everyone, because the person telling the testimonial is having a great experience. They want to share that. And then, you know, if you, you know, care so much about your clients and they're saying amazing things about you, it, you know, can help you on a shit day. Just go back to that and be like, hey, I'm doing really good things.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, that's absolutely the best time on the back. Love of the it. Win.
They are some really awesome ideas. And so now we've got our testimonial, our video, our audio, whatever, text messages. When have you found has been the most effective way to use that in a strategy for business to sort of, I guess, as we spoke earlier in the podcast, when we mentioned, you know, testimonials can offer a little bit of an objection handling mechanism by being there. When have you found that's been the most efficient or successful way to use them in a business sense, in terms of trying to get new clients, or to try and, I guess, comfort new leads as to whether this is the right thing for them or not?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a couple of times and places that we use them. Obviously, it is on our website. And so, again, that's that social proof of people who look like them, talk like them, act like them, whatever, which is helpful as well. Because if you work with all like bodybuilding athletes and all of your girls look fit as fuck and they've got huge glutes and delts and whatever, that's awesome, because they feel part of the community already. And they're like, oh, they're like me. I want to be like them. I'm going to go there. Versus, you know, our clients are very wellness or lifestyle focused. So, you know, they might not have shredded six packs by any means of the imagination, but, you know, they've, you know, got a couple kids and they're doing their best to get rid of their shoulder pain and just live a great life and move better. And so seeing people like that, I think, is really awesome. And so where you use those outside of, you know, on our website, we have them like all throughout the website. It's not just one section of testimonials. We have videos, we have screenshots, we have a whole lot of different versions as well. But I think you don't want to give it to someone who's not interested in your product.
Yeah.
You don't just throw a testimonial necessarily up on Instagram, let's say. If someone hasn't inquired or they're not yet already primed and potentially thinking about it, they probably don't need a testimonial yet.
Yeah.
But someone who is on our website has intent to learn more, and that's where we want to use that.
Did you find something valuable in this episode? If so, I'd like to ask a tiny favor. If you have 30 seconds now, I'd love you to follow or share the podcast. That way, we can continue to bring you more real, raw, and uncensored stories from industry leaders. We also love hearing from you and what you loved about every episode. The best way to reach out is to DM me personally on Instagram @SwiftCoachesAcademy. Until next time, and in whatever you do, move swiftly.